It's another day in a hot girl walk, except it's 60 degrees. I'm wondering what's the temperature in your area, because this ain't it. I got a whole jacket on because it's cold. What? Ain't really no hot girl. It's a little cool girl at this moment. Hopefully the sun come out in a moment or something, because this temperature. Anywho, so I really do enjoy these reflection videos, and I am dedicating to be consistent. One, because I have an accountability circle on Telegram where we have weight loss goals that we're all trying to meet, and we all have our own different goals. I want you to definitely check out the Telegram group. It's free for you to get up in there and talk, interact, meet the different people that are in there, actively working on growing this accountability circle, so that, hey, we got goals to meet. We hold each other accountable. Amen. So, I tell you, boy, I'm very excited. Today, Ashlyn is coming, and that is my massage therapist, and she's coming to give me a massage. And boy, after the week that I've had, today's only Wednesday, I need that rub down more than ever. And I'm wondering, when is the last time that you've received some type of self-care, whether it's getting your nails done or getting your hair done or getting your body massage or just sitting in stillness and reading a book? Like, what does self-care look like? Because again, in the season of advocating for me, I got to do the things that bring me joy. I have to have comfort in my life. Again, life is precious. And yeah, seeing that battery and the way that it moved, I'll never forget that feeling. I'll never forget the emotions that I've experienced this week. And I'm going to use my voice and talk about it. So, speaking of, So I posted about this last night, and I mean this with all sincerity. So we as people are so quick to hop on these challenges. And taking viral moments and recreating them and all of that. And I am loving the way that the song Boots on the Ground has people making variations of line dances, buying different decorative fans, and just out here enjoying life. But I also wonder, and both can be true, okay? But I also wonder if we had that same viral sensation moment as it relates to the education system and the education of our children, because there's some children where their grades are doing the cha-cha slide to the left and parents are unaware. School is getting ready to be out, and parents, there are some of you that haven't attended one meeting, haven't reached out to your educators, haven't checked the portal to see your child's grades. And in some classrooms, they don't even have teachers. So that's the reality. And I can only speak from my experience in the state of Florida. So if you're in any other state besides Florida, I don't know what your schools look like. I would love to know. So if you're in a different state, let me know in the comments what the education system looks like. But I'm talking about Florida. Okay. We have so many issues in our education system. And do you know that state legislators are in session right now, making policy decisions to allocate funding to more private education solutions than the public sector. Let me say that again in a different way. Your tax dollars are being used to fund private educational systems versus the public one that it was originally designated for. Let me say that again in a different way. If your child goes to a public institution, they cut in funding so much so that the quality of your child's school lunch is going down. The quality of educators is going down. And please believe that our public school educators are top tier. Now, there's a couple bad apples in the bunch, and I've been snitching and reporting on some of them that come across my desk. But listen, your children deserve more. So if you're not familiar with what is happening in Tallahassee right now, I want you to go visit thefloridachannel.com. I want you to Google Florida House of Representatives. I want you to Google Florida Senate. I want you to Google educational legislative bills in Florida. I want you to Google organizations that are talking about it. I want you to Google Strong Florida Schools. I want you to Google the Sunshine Education Coalition. I want you to Google Teaching for the Culture. Which, speaking of, I have yet to hear back from the trademark office. And when I tell you the SEO with Teaching for the Culture versus Teach for the Culture, I want all of it down. Because Shauna Brown knew better. Anywho, our children are worth so much more. And we have legislators that been around here with education lobbyists and a whole bunch of stuff been going down. Some stuff I haven't publicly talked about, but I tell you what, my folks and my equalizers and my digital guardians, they about to know. Because you literally got state representatives around here with education lobbyists and money is being funneled away from public schools. People I receive don't. So all I'm going to say is I need folks to be intentional with our education system, just like you're intentional with learning these dance moves and putting your boots on the ground. Where them grades at? Pop, pop, pop. Where them phones at? Pop, pop, pop. Because with them cell phones, your children out here wilding on Snapchat and TikTok and Yerbo and MeetMe and a whole bunch of different apps that I'm sure you have no idea about. Huh? Hello? There's some parents that don't even know the unlock code to their child's phone and they pay the bill. Hello? There are some parents that allow their children to interact with all of these strangers online, but would not have that same energy if strangers were to pull up to their house. Hello? You hear me now? So, this concludes my reflection of my walk. Parents, where them grades at? Where them phones at? And be intentional with your children, because what is happening in the state of education, pay attention. Pay attention. Be intentional. And I know you're busy. I know there's a lot going on. That's why there are organizations out here that are out here to help. I named a few of them. Please be intentional with the information that I'm telling you. Because they are getting ready to vote on some very harmful legislation that is going to pull more money away from public schools, and we can't afford to do that. We are barely affording to pay teachers what they're worth now. I was talking about the inequities before COVID. COVID heightened it. And now, with this trade war and everything that's happening in our country, be intentional with your children. Be intentional with our kids. They deserve better out here. And you deserve better out here too. So get your workout on. Move your body. Take care of your health. Take care of you. Because you matter. You are one of a kind. And so are our children. Love y'all. Be blessed.